one of the best seasons in recent Green Bay Packers memory came to a heartbreaking end at home in the NFC Championship game. The Pack found themselves trailing early, and they never really took back control. They dropped a 5-point loss to Brady and the Bucks. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show. That's WIB.com. Well, the Green Bay Packers defense had its moments in that NFC title tilt, but Tom Terrific struck big time at either side of halftime for the victory. And they head back home for the victory lap in Tampa, getting ready for Super Bowl 55 against the Kansas City Chiefs. With me is Ty Summers, Packers' second-year linebacker out of TCU. He's 25 years of age. Ty, welcome back to S&C today. How have you dealt with the sudden shock of the end of the season when so many of us expected Green Bay to go to the Super Bowl this year?
I mean, honestly, the biggest thing we can do is just, I mean, especially even as Christians, is recognize that there's a plan much greater than even anything that we could come up with, you know. And so the biggest thing we could do is just trust, okay, well, there's a reason, you know, like, especially since, we, you know, I feel like I gave it all I had. And if everyone feels like they gave it all they had and we still came up short, then it just wasn't in God's plan for us to make it, you know, as sad as that is, you know, but it's just a part of it. So for me, it's just like, all right, you know, I gave it all I had. I love the opportunity, and there's always next year. So if anything, it's just going to be fuel to the fire, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough to get over the loss, but you guys go 13-3, you get the first seed. Has to be a lot of good memories for you as a team and for you personally. Tell me about those.
Well, personally, it was the first season that I got to play legitimate defensive snaps in the NFL, you know, aside from preseason. So, because last year I didn't have one snap of defense in the regular season or postseason. So, to get the opportunity this year to go out there and play against guys like Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Deshaun Watson, I mean, it was pretty sweet. You know, I'm going to hold on to that for a long time. Hopefully, I can continue to give him more reps and make that more common for me to be in there on defense. But consider it as my first time really doing it this year. I mean, that was probably one of the best memories, and just all the wins, you know. I mean, COVID was kind of a crazy deal, you know, but the fact that, you know, we were able to have a season despite that and with no fans for most games, I mean, it was kind of one of those things I always look back on and remember as being a crazy year, but an exciting year nonetheless.
Sure. Like you said, you were special teams your first year, never played defense. This year, though, is different. How did you prepare, Ty, knowing that, you know, you could get the call anytime to go in on D?
I just got to prepare like I'm starting. You know, I just got to continue to stay in the playbook, ask questions. If I'm not getting reps in practice, get the mental reps. I just got to stay as sharp as possible because, I mean, at any point, all it takes is one play and I'm in there, you know. So I just got to have that mentality of always being ready. That's something I tried to do the entire year, and so that's why I feel like I was ready whenever I had the opportunity.
Yeah, and you did have that opportunity against the Saints this year. Played defense for the first time. In fact, wore the helmet communicator from the sidelines where the D coordinator would call in plays for you guys. What was that like for you?
Man, I loved it. Because I grew up playing quarterback my whole life, so I love being the one that has to get the calls and get people lined up, having that responsibility. So the fact that they trusted me to have that in the game, too, I mean, third game of the season against the Saints, I mean, I appreciated that for sure and tried to make the most of it.
Yeah, and you played well. I mean, there were times where you'd love to have a play back, and you talked about that in the press after. Kind of beat yourself up a little bit because I know, Ty, that you're a perfectionist. You want every tackle to be made, not missed. And you went home. Your wife, Sydney, encouraged you after the game with the Saints, beating yourself up because of missed tackles, and she encouraged you and gave you some perspective. So talk about that and what she means to you.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely a motivator. You know, she's an encourager, especially whenever she can tell that I'm hard on myself, because I always am. So, like, whenever I came home from that game, I think I had 3 missed tackles throughout the game. And so all I was doing was harping on those 3 missed tackles. Like, man, if I'd only had those 3 tackles. She was like, Ty, stop it. She's like, you had 9 tackles, and you weren't even supposed to play that game. You helped them come. You helped them win against Drew Brees. I mean, enjoy this opportunity you have. Don't just continue to beat yourself up about it. So I really appreciate that. She continued to do that for me as many games I end up playing. I'd always focus on the bad, and she helped me focus on the good. So I appreciate that for her, you know. And I love it. She always sends me a prayer. If it's an away game, sends me a prayer before the game. Or if it's a home game, we pray together before I go. And so I love having that aspect and that kind of woman behind me.
Yeah, nothing like a good, godly woman backing you up. And it sounds to me like she knows a lot about the game too, huh?
She definitely does. Oh, yeah, she comes from a family. Her dad played at Miami and then played in the NFL a little bit with the Oilers. And what is the other league that they used to have, the CFL? No, it wasn't the CFL. Mm-hmm. It was what they used to, it was the other league they used to have. It's like the XFL. I can't remember what it was called. They used to play in both. And then her mom grew up with a dad that was a big-time high school football coach in Texas. So, I mean, she knows all her football, her sports.
Yeah, she sure does. All right, Ty Summers, the Packers' second-year linebacker, with me on Sports and Commentary to review the season. And we're going to review your faith story a bit next time, Ty. If we can pause here and get you back on our next show, talk about your foundation with Jesus, foundation of who you are as a man, not just a football player. So if that's okay, we'll plan on returning to the airwaves with you on the next Sports and Commentary, okay?
Of course. Thank you very much.